Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dunedin raised Willow Alder and co-author Deborah Huber have published a book called Today I Noticed. It's a simple prompt to pause and observe and record those tiny moments of joy in everyday life that we all experience but also tend to forget or overlook. And Willow Alder joins us now from San Francisco. Kia ora to you.
Kia ora. Lovely to be here, Emil.
It's great to have you here. Right up top, let's put you on the spot. What is something you noticed today?
I noticed how lucky I am that I have a friend who is A, the same size as me, and B, likes to regularly go through her closet. And she invites me over and says, have at it. How's that?
That's beautiful. And I feel like that gets to the, it really gets to the heart of this, because it's a very simple prompt, an almost infuriatingly simple prompt, maybe, to people who might feel overwhelmed by the hustle bustle of everyday life. But it's that thing that does pop into your mind that's worth writing down, because it's definitely a thing, right?
It's definitely a thing. So let me say a couple things about that, because the simplicity of Today I Noticed, which we really do consider a creative mindfulness practice, the simplicity is what makes it profound. Because first of all, we are all noticing things all the time. You said it right off the bat. Noticing is a totally natural act. So to practice Today I Noticed mindfulness, you don't need to sit in a quiet room. You don't need to pull out a meditation pillow. You don't need to have an om. You don't need to have a candle lit. You just need to pay attention to something that you're doing already, which is noticing things. And the magic, the sort of mindfulness magic, happens when we just have a little bit of distance from what we're noticing and we notice ourselves noticing. We catch ourselves in the act of noticing. Because when we do that, we have an invitation to really feel gratitude, to feel appreciation, to feel joy, not just all positive things. We might just really realize, oh, this is so messy. This is so frustrating. All of these tiny little moments that happen throughout our day that, you know, we sort of gloss over because we're busy and we're distracted. But it's these little moments that really make up our days. Sure, there are big things that happen, you know, every once in a while, and those are memorable and exciting. But the little moments are really what make up our life. And if we don't tune in, if we don't slow down and notice them, we're really missing out.
I love that so much. And especially as well, your reference to sort of those moments causing you to reflect on you and your own life. Like, since we arranged this interview, I've been doing this a wee bit, you know, trying to think of and sort of note down things that have happened that sparked joy or represented joy. And the one that I had today, I was on my way in to work on the bus, and sitting behind me, there were a couple of high school kids. It was a boy and a girl, and they looked maybe like 14, 15 years old. And the boy cracked a joke, and the girl laughed. And his face in making her laugh was just this beacon of sunshine. I think he was probably spading, you know, or that he fancied her a wee bit. And he cracked a joke, yeah. And she laughed. And the look of sort of golden sunshine joy on his face at having achieved this was so lovely. And it kind of took me back to when I was a teenager, and the feeling when you make someone who you like laugh, and, you know, the warm fuzzies that you get from that. And yeah, it was beautiful, actually. It was kind of nostalgic.
Oh, that's so lovely, and such a rich moment, because you noticed the thing that you noticed triggered all of these memories in you and feelings and associations. And now you're going to remember that tiny little moment where you were listening to the kid on the bus behind you making that girl laugh. He may not remember it, but you're going to remember it. And that is a beautiful thing.
So tell me a bit about how you came up with the concept in the first place. Was there a trigger moment for you?
There is a trigger, and it's funny because the trigger was that Deborah and I were not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with Today I Noticed about 5.5 years ago. It was a Wednesday, which is important for this story, because we decided to play hooky and go across the Golden Gate Bridge. We live just outside San Francisco, and go to the Museum of Modern Art
downtown San Francisco. By play hooky, you mean they'll be bunking off school in New Zealand, wouldn't it?
Yes. Well, bunking off of work, yes.
Yep.
Pushed back from our desks.
Indeed.
And headed into the city. Yeah, there was an exhibit that we wanted to go and see. And we were so pleased because we got great parking and we had great cups of coffee and we rocked on up to the front doors of the museum. And we stood there for quite a few minutes before we realized that this museum is actually closed on Wednesdays, which was very small but important detail that we would have known and should have known, except we were not paying attention. So instead of, you know, getting back in the car and driving back across the bridge, we said, you know what, we're going to take ourselves on a little urban walking tour. We're going to just explore downtown. You haven't been here for a while. But instead of just getting caught up in our conversation, as we typically do, we said, we're going to do it a little bit differently. We're going to pay attention. We're going to notice what we're feeling, what we're seeing, what's around us. And just giving ourselves that little assignment, this three-word invitation, made the next couple of hours remarkably rich, engaging, memorable. We can still recall the older couple. They were holding hands as they shuffled across the street together. It was so sweet, such a delightful little moment. We noticed little pink flowers growing up through the cracks of the, you know, gritty sidewalks. And, oh, we found a historic building that was hiding behind a row of pop-up taco trucks. And all of these things were just there. They were ripe for the noticing. I don't know if anyone else noticed these things, but because we had decided to pay attention and be intentional about it, all of these little moments rose to the level of consciousness, and they stayed with us. And we were so really jazzed by this experience that we decided that day on the spot that we would have a little creative project, an experiment with just the two of us. We would go get some journals, which we did the next day, and some very simple art supplies, and start recording an observation every day. And the only rule was that we would have to, we'd start the description of whatever it was that we noticed with the words, "Today I noticed," as followed by a simple sentence. And then we really thought we're going to challenge ourselves artistically and creatively, and we're going to illustrate what we've noticed in some way. And if you see our book, you'll see that we are not skilled or trained artists, and it does not matter. So just the act of noticing, recording, and then illustrating became this really nourishing and delightful practice that we have been doing for 5.5 years now. And we have a book, we have a calendar coming out, we run workshops, we are doing everything we can to spread the word about this really simple, but also quite profound mindfulness practice.
Yeah, you talk about this as a creative mindfulness practice. Have you in your life been someone who is moving too fast? You know, do you see this as maybe something that you really kind of needed in your life?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, who isn't moving too fast? You know, at various points in time, yes, we are all moving too fast. In fact, one of the tins in the book is, I think it's, you know, when I move too fast, I'm too distracted and this box of spaghetti winds up on the floor, right? That's what happens. We get in our own way. And both Deborah and I, we admit that we are both sort of tried but failed meditators. We've both gone for long periods of time where we're, you know, doing our daily check-in, our accountability for getting up early and sitting on the meditation pillow and doing the ohms. But inevitably, something happens and we fall off that meditation pillow. And maybe we're sick. Maybe we're just too busy. Maybe we stayed up too late. We just can't be bothered. There's always a reason to not keep it up, at least in my experience. This is, my own personal challenge. But it doesn't mean that I don't want to feel the goodness that comes from mindfulness, that comes from just taking time out and pausing and noticing and appreciating those little moments that make up every single day. And for us, this has been the practice that sticks. This is a practice that builds on itself because the more you notice, the more you notice. And I'm so glad that you mentioned, Emil, that already, just knowing that we were going to be having this conversation, you have been tuning in to noticing. That little phrase, "Today I noticed," is already lodged in the back of your brain. It won't go away. That it's stuck there. That's my gift to you. "Today I noticed" is now stuck in the back of your brain. And you're going to be noticing things and you're going to be noticing yourself noticing. And whether you decide to write down every single thing that you notice and illustrate it in some way, that becomes a personal decision. It's there if you want it, if you want to have that creative outlet. One thing that I do, and here's a little pro tip, when you are out and about in the world and you notice something like your new friend on the bus yesterday, make a note of it in your phone app or little notebook, whatever, wherever you take your notes. Then, when you are inspired to write about it and draw about it in some way, it's there. You've got a list that you can go back to. Because, take it from me, there is nothing more frustrating than thinking, ah, what was that thing that I noticed? I really wanted to write about it and, make a "Today I Noticed" post about it, but I can't remember what it was. So I have a very, very long running list of tins, things that I've noticed just when I'm out and about, and they're always ready for me when I'm ready to sit down and make some art.
Tins in progress, exactly. Now, you talk about the gift of having that voice in the back of my mind, but perhaps you can talk as well to the other voice in my mind. Because, as I say, I have had this for a couple of days, and something that I had to overcome was the other voice in my head, which is saying, "Come on, Emil, this is silly. You don't have time for this saccharine nonsense. There are dishes that need doing. There's vacuuming that needs to be done. We have to, we have responsibilities that we have to keep up with." And I know that that voice is, well, it's not wrong, but I know that it's misplaced. It doesn't need to dominate every action, but it is a powerful voice nonetheless. Have you faced that as well?
Well, I'll tell you, yes, of course, we all face that. Here's one of the great things about "Today I Noticed." It is a bite-sized practice. It can, if you want it to be. So, well, first of all, wouldn't you rather sit down and write and draw something than do those dishes? I think this is a perfect excuse for you not to do those dishes. I think you should need to flip that script a little bit. But it's there for the taking, for you to put in as much time and effort as you want. So again, the mindfulness part is really catching yourself noticing. If you want to go further and enjoy this creative aspect of it, which we highly encourage, then you get that extra gift of that right brain escape. And it's good for your whole life. If you're grinding away, you've got the deadlines, you've got the juggling, you've got the dishes, you've got all the responsibilities, give yourself a break. And this is a wonderful sort of, it's almost like a massage, I find. So you look up from the page when you have spent, whether it's 5 minutes or 25 minutes creating a tin, and suddenly you feel refreshed. I mean, it really is. I mean, neuroscience shows that when you take a break, when you step away from the computer, when you turn towards something creative or nourishing, it really is good for every aspect of your life, including the juggling, the productivity, the meeting the deadlines, all of those things. So there's no downside to doing this. And I do want to also say you use the word saccharine, and I want to make sure it's clear that not everything that we notice is sweet or joyful or delightful. Absolutely not. This is a way of processing. This is a way of tuning in to something that is, well, certainly around you, but inside you, and really giving yourself a chance to process and synthesize how you feel about something. And that's priceless. I do want to point out, we were tinning, as we like to call it, and sharing these observations to Instagram a full year before the pandemic hit. And you can see, actually, if you go back into our Instagram feed to about March 15th or March 17th, 2020, you can see our very first pandemic-related posts. And we chronicled our way through the pandemic with Today I Noticed. And there was a lot, as you can imagine, that was scary and dark and hard to process. And it really became a powerful tool for us to get through that time.
The book's called Today I Noticed. The website is todayinoticed.com. And you've mentioned an Instagram a couple of times. How do people find you on the Willow?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's so it's today.i.noticed. So there's a period on either side of the I. And I'm just delighted to say we have a lot of Kiwi followers, and that just warms my heart. So kia ora to all of our Kiwi Instagram fans and followers. And, you know, we get messages from people from all over the world. And if I had to sum up what they're saying to us on Instagram, it is, thank you for sharing that. I noticed that too.
Willow Alder, it's been lovely chatting to you today. And I really appreciate you giving us this time this evening. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Emil. Lovely to be here.
And that was Willow Alder, the co-author of Today I Noticed, along with Deborah Huber.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.